The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had him put into prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy rainy morning to everybody. Forgiveness is such a basic of the spiritual life, such a cornerstone of the Christian religion, that we often fail to ask a very important question. That is, why forgive? Why does God ask us to forgive? Why doesn't he ask us to get even? Wouldn't that be more fair? I was at an angry protest once, and I saw an angry protest banner that said, "Two wrongs don't make it right, but it darn sure makes it even." Why forgive? Listen, forgiveness is so hard that even though we're not accustomed to asking this question, it's very, very important that you develop an answer. And so, submitted for your consideration this morning, 3 reasons why you should forgive. Here's the first. Forgiveness is the only antidote to bitterness. Unforgiveness is self-punishment, by which the innocent punishes himself for the crime of the guilty. Forgiveness is the only freedom, and God wants you to be free. Sometimes we think that if we got even, if we took revenge, that would somehow make things better. It would not right the wrong. It would only inflame your anger all the more. Either you will learn how to forgive, or you will live your life in smoldering resentment. And God doesn't want us to live that way. That's the first reason why we forgive. Here's the second. If we're good people, we care about other people and we want them to be free as well. And when we forgive somebody else, they are set free. Anyone with a conscience, that is to say, anyone who's not a sociopath or a psychopath, wants to know that they are forgiven. And the real reality that they've caused harm weighs upon them like a terrible burden of guilt. Anyone who's ever stood in line for confession knows what it feels like to be weighed down by guilt. Why do we forgive? Because it's an act of mercy to other people. And that's what good people do for one another. And the third reason why we need to forgive has to do with heaven. Heaven is a place for people who act like God acts. If you don't act like God acts, you just won't fit in. We should forgive because God forgives, because love forgives, and God is love. And that's why Jesus offers us a kind of holy blackmail. Either you will forgive others or you yourself will not be forgiven. We are offered forgiveness on no other terms. And that's something to remember next time you say the Our Father. When we come to that line, forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And that does not mean forgive us of our trespasses and we'll work on it. That means forgive me, Lord, just as much as I forgive other people. I'm convinced that God sends certain people into your life just to give you an opportunity to forgive them. I cannot guarantee that I will not commit another sin, but I am absolutely certain that God will give me many opportunities to atone for what I've already done. And lastly, please don't misunderstand. Forgiveness does not mean that you've forgotten, that you've healed. It doesn't mean that you trust the other person again. And it's important to understand that forgiveness does not mean that there can't be just punishment. And I'm sure I've mentioned this before, but my favorite example of this is Pope John Paul II, who was, hopefully we all know, survived an assassination attempt at point-blank range in St. Peter's Square, after which he shocked the world by going to the prison where the gunman was being held and forgiving the man who tried to kill him. However, he did not say, "Now you should be set free from prison, let's just forget this ever happened." No. There can be, and there often must be, for the societal well-being, a just punishment for a crime. Forgiveness just means this. I do not hold this offense against you. I don't hold it against you in what I choose to think. I don't hold it against you in how I choose to speak. I do not hold it against you in how I choose to act. Because that is exactly what we want God to say to us on the day of judgment. Unforgiveness will haunt you. Forgiveness will heal you. Forgiveness is a gift. And as you give, so you will receive. Blessed are they who show mercy. Mercy shall be theirs. Amen.